You're listening to the How to Make Money Podcasting Podcast. I'm your host and explorer, Jace Kraft, and I invite you to join me while I explore behind the scenes of a podcaster monetizing their podcast and learn how you can too. Whether you haven't made a dollar from your podcast or you're making thousands of dollars, this episode you are listening to right now will help you explore what's possible for your podcast. Hey, everybody. I'm sitting here with Randy Howell with the Geek Missile podcast. He's the co-host there. Hey, Randy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Jace. I appreciate you having me.
Awesome. Well, we're excited to have you. Just a quick tidbit, maybe a teaser here. Randy had a pizza and a suspender sponsorship on his podcast. So we're going to get into how he got those two and those unique sponsors. But first, we got to dive into just what niche or niche are you in? What's your podcast about? Who are you serving with your content?
So, I mean, that's a great question. And I think we're still working on that. I think we're still figuring out who we are. We have, you know, 17 or so episodes under our belt. I'll tell you how it started. It was really cool. I was at work and a couple of guys were sitting around and they're very big into the sci-fi and the geek realm. I would just say Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
And I started getting inquisitive and they were very, the lines were drawn as far as what superhero could do what. So I started throwing out questions, right? I was just stirring the pot.
Yeah.
And I was like, who would win in a fight, Darth Vader or Batman? They're like, what do you mean? And as if it was them against me. But then as the conversation started to progress, they would argue amongst themselves. Wait a minute, Darth Vader has the Force, you know, choke Batman. And then they started arguing amongst themselves. I found that it's a very passionate topic. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what started the Geek Missile. It was just kind of, you know, where I wanted to go with it, stir the pot, get people involved and have people hear the podcast, but then go, no, that's not right. It, you know, this would happen and all that. So that's where it came from.
That's awesome. Just a quick side note. I haven't heard somebody stir the pot, if you will, like you have before. So I'm a runner. My background is running. I ran on a team and we had this game while we were run. We called it rock, paper, anything. And you could literally say anything. And then the game was just to argue what wins. So it was like these, you know, you could have like a cloud versus an elephant and like what's going to beat what. And then you'd have one judge to win or pick a winner. And it was just like crazy stuff out of the realm that doesn't like ever match like a Batman and, you know, Darth Vader. So I get that realm of thinking. So that's cool. Okay. So you wanted to stir the pot. How did that lead into a podcast?
So then I once I saw the passion from both sides of it, you know, I was like, there's something to this. I was just able to recognize it's not before me is five people that have an opinion on it. If these five people at my work have the opinion, have an opinion, then there's got to be a bunch of other people out there. And so I grabbed one of the guys and I'm like, we should do a podcast. We should do this. We'll talk about these things. And I grabbed another guy too. And we got to talking about it. And so none of us had any gear or anything like that. So I went and bought a mixer. I bought some microphones. I just, I have an actual musical background. So I'm used to mixing and mics and it was no stranger to me. So I got it all set up in my basement and I just said, let's just see what happens. Now, these guys are very structured in their life. They're very, well, what's it going to be about? How is it going to work? And I said, I don't know. We're going to find out. We're just going to talk. I'm going to record it and we'll see what comes out of it. And that's what we did. We had a, you know, couple of test runs and to see how it worked and, you know, and it was a lot of stop. Let's do this. Let's say that. And it just formed itself. And then after we kind of had a pattern of how it would work, we just started recording, and that was that, right? It was it was that simple.
Yeah.
If you listen to all my podcasts from the first one to the last one, you'll hear a progression of the production of it, the topic, you know, and all that. And I'm not ashamed to start out, you know, with that very first one still up there. It to me was just like, hey, you know what? It is what it is. It's, you know, everybody has a first date, and it's, you know, it's awkward. And it's but I'm okay with just putting it out there, because it wasn't, you know, wasn't that bad. I don't think it wasn't the best, but yeah. And then it just kind of formed itself with different ideas, and and it became a, an actual unit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You learn by doing. First of all, I mean, you were just like, let's just do it and see what happens. Kind of like when you're playing a board game and you're like, we just got to start. Just start the game and it'll make sense. You know, and so many people don't start the game. So once you started recording, started putting them out there. What was like, did you have an expectation of like, I think we'll probably have this many people listen to it? And then did it meet that, or did it exceed it, or underwhelm you, or how did that go?
Well, I had no idea what to expect from it. I had no clue. I saw that there were other podcasts that were similar to my idea or our idea. And I just, I didn't know what to expect. So I wanted to put it out there just to see what would happen. And I started getting listeners. But I'm also a very big self-promoter. So anytime I'm in a conversation with somebody, you know, I've got this, I don't know, I try to be funny, but they, you know, if we're talking about something at work or just at the bar hanging out, I'll go, by the way, that joke was brought to you by the Geek Missile podcast available now on FM. Geek Missile. And so I'll just put that in there and go, are you doing a podcast? I am. Remember I talked to you about it last week? Oh yeah, you said something. But I'm always promoting it, right? Always telling people. And some of my friends listened to it and went, oh yeah, that's good for you, man. You know, and some who were like, dude, that was really funny. That's pretty cool. I like it. And I know that not every product everybody likes, you know, and that's okay. I don't mind if my friends don't like it, you know, that's okay. Just something I wanted to do. And but it was tough. It's tough getting your podcast out there, but you just promote it like it's your own, you know, and you just get out there and that's what you talk about. And there's a difference between doing it the way I did it and just bluntly, you know, picking up the phone, dialing a random number and saying, hey,
let's are you interested in geeky stuff? You should listen to my podcast.
I noticed you answered the phone. Hey, I've got a podcast. So I try to do it, you know, selectively how I how I promote it, but I'm always promoting it. On my emails at work, you know, underneath the signature, I would put engineer and co-host of Geek Missile Podcast, right? And all around good guy. Right. So you know, that kind of thing where it's always there somewhere. We'll have Zoom meetings or Teams, Microsoft Teams meetings. And I always will just slip into the chat part of it and I'll put a link to whatever I'm doing, right? If I'm doing a podcast, I just opened, well, on the 25th, I'm opening up a new coffee shop. It's a website where you can order coffee at northwestblends.com, by the way.
Okay. For all your listeners. Always promoting.
Always promoting. Yeah, I put the link in the chat part of our meeting. And then on the other screen that I have my Google Analytics open and I just watch to see how many people start going to it.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so always be promoting, but in a positive way, you know, don't be shy. Don't be afraid of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Even if you're not getting the views that you think you should get, that's okay. It's just the fact that you hit the record button and you're doing it, you know, now figure out why you're not getting the listens. You know, is it your content? Is it the production? You know, what is it about it? Is it exciting? Is it kind of boring? Would you listen to it? And you start analyzing it to increase those views. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I always look at it this way when it comes to podcasting numbers is, Like, would you be excited? Say you have 10 downloads and you're like, geez, I only have 10 downloads, you know, but would you spend an hour, go to like a little coffee shop and sit in front of 10 people and get to tell them like whatever you talked about on the podcast, like 10 real people that listen to you? That's actually pretty cool. Like, you leave that feeling like, I'm big stuff, you know, 10 people just listen to me. You know, so I think when it's just numbers, we forget it's actually people. And then we don't like ever equate that in our head, what that actually means, you know?
You're absolutely right. That's, we get caught up in the downloads and the numbers and the views. And it's like, you know what? Those will come, but you just got to hit record and have fun doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. If you're podcasting just for those views, just for those numbers, just for whatever, it seems like it just doesn't happen. You just got to do something that you like and it's interesting to you. I don't even think you have to love it. I just think you have to like it.
Yeah.
And then those numbers will come because that translates through, you know, who you are and what you do.
Yeah.
Even if somebody in Cleveland is listening to it, they can tell if you're having fun, if you're having a good time, you know?
Yeah. So what were some things that when you're going through, you know, promoting, you're seeing your numbers, you're figuring out what's working and what's not, what were some things that you found out that didn't work that you changed or that really did work that you leaned into?
I think towards the end, it ended up getting to be more of like, you know, we kind of ran out of some topics. Like, we already covered this, we already talked about that. Mm-hmm. It hasn't really changed. What's new? And we kind of started getting into like new movies that were coming out.
Okay.
So we would play the trailer of it and then talk a little bit about it.
Sure.
We would talk about hosting Dungeons and Dragons games. How can we do it virtually and invite our listeners, have an event? And then we kind of did a would you rather and just talked about that. We'd have a few would you rather questions and we would discuss it back and forth. You know, what superpower would you rather have, flight or invisibility? And just kind of have that conversation and what you could do. And I don't know that necessarily, it was interesting to me, but I don't think it translated to the listeners as well.
Sure.
So on this new season, probably won't have that back, but it was weird because you have to be able to say to yourself, I like it, but it's not translating. Mm-hmm. You know, the listeners aren't saying anything. And you can tell because you're not getting feedback from your listeners, not saying, oh, that's a great topic, I would choose invisibility and this is what I do, you know? Sure. So if you're not getting that feedback, if you're not getting that interaction, then, well, it's probably not, you know, translating well. Mm-hmm. And so move on, you know, find something different. So that's what, at the end of that season, the first season, I started kind of looking at it and thinking about it. Jason's brought some really cool ideas. And we're going to kind of get more into the alien realm.
But oh, nice.
It's not like, you know, Area 51, is it real? Is it, you know, that? It's just kind of more, I think, making fun of aliens and what are they really going to be like? And just,
sure.
You know, I don't know. It's a work in progress. It always is, right?
Yeah.
So that's what the new one's going to be. And we'll see how all that starts to work. We'll see the numbers and hopefully it works well with our listeners and we can get a bunch of new people.
Yeah. So let's get into the pizza and the suspenders sponsorships. At what point did you decide, hey, let's see if anybody wants to sponsor this? What point in your podcasting, you know, journey did that come up?
So that's a great question. So you kind of got to know who I am. There's two kinds of people in the world for me, right? There's talkers and there's doers, right? And I'm a doer. I want to get out there and I want to figure out how this works, how podcasting works. I see that I have to listen to a commercial every so often. And if I like the podcast, I'll listen to the commercial. How do I get commercials on my podcast? Mm-hmm. That's another question. How do I do that? What are these guys doing? So I started breaking it down, listening to different podcasts, and kind of reverse engineered it. And I've listened to some big ones. Like there's one that I like called the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara is he's the other half of the Darn and Mike Show out of Virginia. That was a radio show that I used to listen to.
Okay.
They kind of broke up. They both went into podcasting. One's on the West Coast, one's on the East Coast.
Oh, nice.
but they're great guys, right? And they did their own commercials. So they have like a sponsor, which it was the Select Comfort Bed, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
And Mike O'Mara, the main host of the show, would do his own commercials for that. And I'm like, I'm wondering how much money those guys make from that. That's pretty cool. So me not being a radio personality and having the charm that he has and stuff like that, I just kind of broke it down to something that would work on my level. And once I did, I was like, okay, I can do a simple commercial with some music in the background and kind of fake it. Now, who would sponsor this show? And I reached out to like some D&D folks, you know, people that make the games and stuff like that. And I didn't hear anything back from them. So I started to figure I was just one of a million people hounding him for money. And so I went local and I just kind of started knocking on doors. I eat pizza and I love this place called the Pizza Pipeline. So I was eating pizza and I was like, I wonder if the owner of this place would sponsor my podcast. So I just knocked on his door and I just said, hey, man, I have a podcast. These are the topics that we kind of cover. I know that's, you know, I'm sure you sell pizza to people that are gamers, that are moviegoers, that are this and that.
Yeah.
And I said, I think I'm reaching your audience. And he goes, okay. And it was exactly what I thought. What's in it for me? How many listeners do you have? Oh, well, I've got 6 podcasts out now and all 10 people have listened to it. So I don't have a lot of listeners.
Uh-huh.
He goes, well, are they all local? No, they're not. I can see from my analytics, just a couple of them are. Okay. So what can you offer me? Cause I like your idea. I want to sponsor, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's work together. And I was lucky. I found a guy that was like, I want you to help me and I want to help you. Let's work together and figure out what we can do. So that didn't end up being monetized as far as him cutting me a check.
Yeah.
What it came down to was one pizza a week as we do the podcast. So he's like, I'll give you a pizza, whatever one you want. And I said, better yet, whatever one you want. And we'll talk about that pizza. We'll describe it.
Yeah.
We'll advertise it, you know, and talk about it. If you're in the Spokane area, come to the Pizza Pipeline, best pizza ever, right? And say the slogan and all of that. He goes, deal. So that was my first way to monetize my podcast. It was.
Yeah. Oh, you hit mute. Not sure how that happened.
I got a call.
Oh, gotcha.
But it was a learning experience for me, which was more valuable than. Well, not $1 million, but it was.
Yeah.
So I appreciated that. You know, it was like, now I know what people want.
Yeah.
So when I do talk to them, this is how I can describe it.
Yeah.
So then.
And that wouldn't have happened if you wouldn't have, you know, asked. You had to, you just, like you said, you're a doer. You have to go do sometimes. And, you know, your first one might not be like this pizza guy that will want to work with you, you know, might be more like the Dungeon and Dragons guy that don't respond. But if you keep knocking enough doors, and I think the local route is a good way because people want to support local people. But it's also not as thought about. I think when people think of sponsorships, they think of, you know, the big names. They don't think local. But anyways, that's my 2 cents. Go ahead with what you're going to say next.
I think you're absolutely right. That's exactly what it is. People are thinking, all right, how do I retire my employer? You know, how do I get rid of those guys and do this full time? And that's great if your last name is Rogan, you know, you can do that. But it's you know, my last name's not Rogan, and my podcast doesn't have 5 million hits a day. You know, it's just very simple. Mm-hmm. And it's so, but there is a value to it. You just have to determine what that value is. And oftentimes the value that you decide your podcast is worth is different than the person writing a check. Mm-hmm. You know, and so somehow 100%. You have to come to an agreement, but don't let that deter you. Let that be a lesson, and let that help you along the way so that you can say, okay, you know what? My podcast does have cursing in it. And how many companies want to be involved with cursing? Now, there might not be a lot, but there might be some. They're okay with it. And so just analyze your podcast, who your audience is, and how that affects, you know, your sponsor. And yeah, talk to your local pizza guy, or even a bar. If your podcast is local hot spots in the Cincinnati area, you know, you might have 200 people a day that listen to it or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, or 200 people every 6 months that listen to it, but there is a value to it. And the hot spots that you talk about, you know, that might be worth $25 to mention their nightclub or something. Mm-hmm. And you just have to kind of come to that determination. Maybe it's worth $500. It's up to them.
So how'd the Suspender sponsor come about then?
So the Suspender one's pretty odd, right? I mean, that's really weird. So that one fit, I think, my target audience better. Mm-hmm. My podcast was, well, like probably everybody else's, you see hits from Israel or hits from Turkey or hits from South America. It's international, and so is this website. Mm-hmm. So when I got a hold of them, they responded and they were like, hey, we don't know much about it, you know? And I'm like, so it's that conversation all over again. Yeah. What's in it for me? Well, we have, you know, now we have 600 views total, and that's 600 people that would be hearing your message. And then you can forecast a little bit ahead. Now you've got some data. So we have, you know, 200 hits a month, and that's 200 people that are going to hear your ad, you know, every month. And it's going to keep going for years. Once it's on the internet, it doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. You know, it stays. And so you start to learn how to talk to people as far as, you know, what I just said. It's up there. It's not going away. It's not an ad that plays for a week and then goes away. It's there forever. And so you're going to get all these other listeners as the podcast goes. So this could be exponential for you. And like, oh yeah, okay, that works great. And then the question kind of came up, how do I gauge, you know, my return on investment with you? Mm-hmm. And it's like, what if we put in a code, you know, like GM 10% off or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
He's like, we can do that. We can do a code. And I actually offered that to the pizza guy too. I was like, hey, what if I put in a code? He just didn't have a way of doing that for his, his site. So, but we kind of came down with, you know, there's a code we can put in there and stuff like that. He ended up saying, don't worry about the code. I'll just see an increase because I'm not doing any advertising right now. So anything that comes in that's above and beyond what I normally sell, will count that as return on investment. And I'm like, great, that's an awesome way to do it. Mm-hmm. How's 250 sound? Sounds great. Let's do that. Okay. So I got my first check, right?
Yeah.
So it was, again, I didn't get to fire my boss or anything like that.
Yeah, but 250 makes a difference. I mean, that it could be, well, for sure, it pays your, you know, podcasting.
It could be a car payment. It could be whatever you want, right?
I'm curious to know, like, what that initial email or phone call sounded like out to the Suspenders guys.
So it was a simple, we go back to the very beginning, you know, I have a pizza guy now, right, that I'm doing this for a pizza. So with that additional knowledge of going through that transition, or not transition, but that just that process of like knocking on that door and getting all those no's, finally getting a yes, and it's worth a pizza. Mm-hmm. So using that, I go forward. But I've got a few more listeners now, that kind of thing. So those numbers adjusted. But I just threw out a number. What's a good number? You know, and it was just, so it was simply just, hey, my name's Randy. I run the Geek Missile podcast. We're looking for sponsors. I love your website. I love what you guys do. And I wish more people wore suspenders. Yeah. They're classic. They're cool, you know, and da, da, da. Would you be interested in sponsoring our podcast? And it was just, you know, I don't remember the exact wording, but it was very similar to that. It's like, you know, what a unique topic, what a unique clothing item. Because when was the last time you ever wore suspenders or saw anybody wearing them?
Yeah.
And most people will tell you, my grandfather wore them, right?
So, I think I wore them as a kid.
Right. I mean, but you're familiar with them and
they make you smile.
They do make you smile. And, but I don't know. So I did that, you know, that it's just going, it's just starting that initial conversation. Mm-hmm. People will tell you if you didn't word it right, they won't answer you back. You know, they'll tell you, well, before you ask me for $250, what is your podcast? Oh yeah. Maybe I should be a little bit more descriptive, you know,
and
talk about myself. And so it's just corresponding. Like I said, it's a conversation. So all you're doing is initiating that conversation and just kind of having the confidence in your podcast. Hey, this is who we are. Not, well, we're kind of a geeky thing and we do this. Just be confident. We talk about geeky stuff and it's great. Mm-hmm. We talk movies, Dungeons and Dragons. We do all kinds of stuff. And here's a link to our website or, you know, to our podcast. Take a listen. Tell me what you think, you know. We definitely want to work with sponsors that represent us and that we can represent as well. Mm-hmm. A good mesh is what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just initiating that conversation. That's all it really is.
Yeah.
And just be okay if they say no. Okay, cool. I got one more no. I'm one step closer to a yes, you know, and again, it's about promoting your podcast. You know, you never know where a business owner might come up or a marketing director might stumble across it and just go, you know what, that sounds good. Let me reach out to these guys and see. And and they're starting the conversation, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I saw your post about this. I'd love to talk to you about it. Tell me more. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. That's so cool. And I hope what people understand from our conversation is that you can start wherever you're at. You can start getting some sort of payment for your podcast, whether it be in pizza, whether it be, you know, $250. Like if you're a podcaster, the chances of you being an influence in at least some of your, you know, circle of network is very high, just because you're behind a mic and you're talking, you have that confidence in you. And businesses look to that, especially, you know, local businesses like the pizza guy. I'm guessing what was going through his mind was, okay, Randy, like he says he has 10 listens on his podcast, two of them are from the area. Like, okay, I'm probably not going to make my money back from, you know, my, you know, $3 or $4 pizza that I spend on this to give him from people who listen to the podcast. But I know Randy is going to talk about me now because I sponsor his podcast. And I know he has a circle of friends that he's probably going to tell about my pizza. And shoot, he might even buy another one, you know, throughout the week, you know? And so like businesses do things like that if you find the right one, and just being you know unique about it. And I love the way that you talked about the pizza while you ate it, and then that led into you know your confidence of having a sponsor, getting another one, and then, you know, who knows, you know, a few years down the road, you know, you might build up a larger base, and now you have that experience to ask for, you know, more sponsorships.
Right. I mean, you're exactly right. It's just, it comes down to, you know, when you're going to get a sponsor, it's the, what did they call that? It's just the average of numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got to knock on 100 doors and before I can get my 5 yeses. You know, I got to get 80 no's. And then I get my 20, well, come on in. And out of that, come on in, I get my 5 yeses, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's just that law of averages. You just don't be afraid to hear no. And at the same time, don't beg for it, you know? It's just kind of a, hey, look, this is who we are. This is what we have to offer. It's fun. It's great. It's engaging. It's not a negative experience. It's positive, and we're looking for sponsors, you know? And, you know, and it's just as simple as that. This is who our podcast is. We talk about these topics. We think your product would work well if we did an ad or maybe two in a 45-minute segment.
Mm-hmm.
What questions do you have for me? Not, does that sound good? It's just, what questions do you have for me? Because I've told you everything I can think of. Now you ask me questions. And they're like, you know, get their brain thinking, get the juices flowing. And then they'll say, so you said your podcast is about this. Mm-hmm. What is that? I don't know. You know, and then they might ask some questions. Get them involved. Sell them in the idea.
Yeah. And, yeah. I love the what questions do you have for me? Because then that, you know, starts the conversation rather than does that sound good? Then it's a yes or no and stuff. But we are out of time here, so we got to wrap it up. But it's certainly been a great conversation. Randy, if somebody's listening and they're like, I need to know more about Randy's podcast and what he's up to, you can go to your whatever podcast app you listen to and type in Geek Missile. Also, you're on YouTube. Your channel is called Geek Missile as well, right?
Yep.
Awesome. Anywhere else people can find you or one last note they want to leave on?
I just did it the cheap way. I went with Anchor. So anchor.fm/Geek Missile. That'll take you all to, you know, to all of them. I'm pretty sure that they're everywhere, but I've been focusing on other things. So I don't know what happened, but we're coming back, so I'll be digging into that shortly.
Awesome. Well, it was great to have you, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you, Jace. Take care.
Bye. Do you want your audio quality to stand out from the crowd? The secret sauce comes down to the mastering process. Mastering your audio can make your podcast stand out and be easy on the ears, but it can also be oftentimes confusing and time consuming. But it doesn't have to be. I use a tool called Remaster Media to make the mastering process quick and easy. And you can hear the difference. So right now I am talking without any mastering to my track. But here is what I sound with the remastered plugin. Again, without remastering right now, they have multiple profiles to choose from. So no matter the voice or music mix, you can find something that makes you proud of your audio. Now again, I'm back on remastered. So I encourage you to check them out and see the difference between how you sound with or without them. They have a plugin for your current editing software or a web application for those who want to try before they buy.